Hey guys, it's Nelson with Average Home Theater. I'm here today just to do a little video roundup or movie roundup because I haven't done a video in a while. And I live in Louisiana, and today is Saturday, August 28th, and Hurricane Ida is on her way over here. So I have a lot going on, but it's been a couple of weeks, so I want to do just a little roundup, like I said, and go over some movies that I've watched recently. It's going to be real fast. Just to let you know my thoughts and if I, suggest that you watch them or not. You've probably seen maybe most of them, but there may be a few that you haven't seen. So first, I'm gonna go with Saving Private Ryan. Now, I've been getting comments in the comments section about Saving Private Ryan. Some people consider it one of the greatest movies ever made. And, from a technical standpoint, I can agree. It was, I've only seen it twice, right? I saw it once probably about 10 years ago, and then I watched it again the other day. I watched it on a DVD. I didn't watch it on in HD or 4K. I watched it on a DVD. That's all I had. And it didn't take away from it to me because the movie's kind of gritty, and that's the way it was meant to be seen. And I thought it looked great even on a DVD, so I can't imagine what it looks like in 4K. The sound was fantastic, just a DTS 5.1 mix from a DVD. But I enjoyed it. The low end, was kind of suffering. You could tell it's a DVD, but the surround effects were, amazing. And one thing I can say about this movie is, and I'm sure it's been said a million times, but you feel like you're in World War II. You can, not, I've never been to war. I don't have any close friends who have ever been, so I've never really spoken with anybody who has actually been, through any type of war or combat. But I can only imagine that this movie probably gets as close to what World War II was, really like. That's how effective it is. Whether it's true or not, that's how effective the movie is. So it really is a genius piece of filmmaking. But that being said, I can't put it in any type of top list for me because I find it just too heavy. War movies are heavy as it is, of course. That's what they're supposed to be, and especially World War II and Vietnam movies. But for some reason, this one is just, I just find it too much. I find it too heavy for me to really enjoy the movie. It's real emotional, and just the things that happen are terrible. So, is it a great movie? Yes. Is it one of my favorites, or am I ever going to put it in some type of top 10 list? Probably not, just because I think it's just too heavy for me. If you think it's one of your favorite movies of all time, I completely understand, and I will never say you're crazy for thinking that. So that's Saving Private Ryan. The next one's another war movie that maybe a lot of the younger generation probably hasn't seen, but people my age have more than likely seen it. It was called Casualties of War. It's a Vietnam War movie with Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn. It's based on a true story of these soldiers who kidnap a Vietnamese girl. And that's all I'm going to say as far as detail goes because you need to watch it for yourself. I love this movie. It's directed by Brian De Palma, so it's good, but it has a little bit of, I don't know. He's not nearly the director that Steven Spielberg is. Let's just say that. But he's made, really good movies, so. But Sean Penn, as a, Vietnam soldier who's kind of losing his stuff, fantastic. Michael J. Fox as the straight guy who, wants to do the right thing and is a caring person and is in a war that he really, he thinks he's actually gonna do some good. Great. Great performance. Not mentioned enough. Nobody ever talks about Casualties of War when they talk about Michael J. Fox, and I'm not sure why. It's one of his better performances. It's a fresh look at him as an actor, because you think of Back to the Future, or some kind of comedy like that, or what was the 80s TV series is in Family Ties. So, Casualties of War. If you haven't seen it and you like war movies, even if you don't like war movies, it's a good movie. It's not nearly as heavy as Saving Private Ryan. So switching gears, I like westerns. I like science fiction. So why not watch Cowboys and Aliens? I hadn't seen it since it came out in the theater 10 years ago, whatnot. And somebody mentioned it, or I don't remember. It came back to mind. I was like, I haven't seen that movie. I only saw it in the theaters. I remember being a little disappointed, and I think it's because it's the way it was marketed. It was marketed as a sci-fi action movie, and it kind of is. But I don't know. I guess I was expecting something different, and I just left thinking, eh. So I watched it again. I got the DVD. I bought it, the Blu-ray. I bought it used on eBay for like $7, with shipping. So I was like, oh, for sure, I'll buy it. And I watched it and I enjoyed it a lot more. If you saw it like I did, when it first came out and you thought it was just meh, give it a rewatch. I think you might actually like it better now. Going in with a fresh take. It's not, there's a few little funny lines in it, but they play it straight. They play it as a serious movie. How would cowboys compete with aliens, right? I mean, they've never seen a car, much less a flying saucer, okay? So I really enjoyed it. The creature design was okay. The CG effects were really good. So yeah, cowboys and aliens. If you've never seen it, give it a watch. It's worth a watch. If you have seen it, but it's been a while and you would just kind of, give it another try. And sticking with Western, this is a real Western, 310 to Yuma with Christian Bale and Russell Crowe. Excellent movie. Absolutely excellent. I remember kind of thinking the same thing when I saw it the first time. It wasn't what I expected when you watch the trailer. From what I remember, and it was Christian Bale in his heyday right after Batman and all of that stuff. So I guess maybe I thought it was going to be a little different. Like he was going to be like a gunslinger type, not really understanding what the story was about. But he's not. He's a family man and he's doing something dangerous for his family. Russell Crowe is the leader of this gang, and it's one of his best performances. I mean, I've seen quite a few Russell Crowe movies. You have A Beautiful Mind and Cinderella Man, and of course Gladiator, and movies like that. I was about to say Braveheart. He went in Braveheart, but movies like that, of course he's great, right? But this is really good. So if you haven't seen 310 to Yuma, and you like westerns, highly recommend. Ben Foster. I mean, that little dude, I say little guy, he's real skinny, he's not very tall, but for some reason he plays a badass really well. And he did it in this movie. He was in that movie with Chris Pine. They were brothers. Something, Hella High Water. Very good in that. But the first time I ever saw him was in this movie with Bruce Willis, called A Hostage, is what it's called. Man, he was great. He was a late teen or early 20s guy, long hair, and they take, this family hostage, and he looks like he's gonna be a little weasel, but he was crazy and bad to the bone. So yeah, 310 to Yuma, give that a watch. Now the next two are horror movies from well, not horror movies. One's a horror movie and one's kind of a thriller, both from Netflix. The Woman in the Window with Amy Adams. I think I've mentioned it in another video maybe, but anyway, do not watch it. This movie's terrible. It has Gary Oldman, it has Jennifer Jason Leigh, it has Kurt Russell's son, Wyatt Russell, and it's a good cast. Just terrible, poorly executed. They were trying to make, I think, that movie with Johnny Depp, Rear Window. They're trying to remake that type of thing, and it's just not good. So I do not suggest you watch The Woman in the Window. Very disappointing, boring, not good. And last is Blood Red Sky. Now this is a vampire movie by Netflix. This one's good. If you want to watch a vampire movie in an airplane, watch it. I don't want to give any more details about it, but it was a little bit of a surprise. And somebody I saw suggested it on YouTube actually, so I was like, okay, I'll give it a watch, and it's very good. Yeah, Blood Red Sky. So if you like vampire movies and you like, you know, kind of like Isolation, where are you gonna go? Because it's in an airplane. It's a good movie. It's not great. It's not, you know, one of the greatest horror movies I've ever seen. But for a Netflix movie, if you're looking for something to watch, you like horror movies, give Blood Red Sky a try. I think you'll enjoy it. So with that, I'll wrap it up. You know, quick little video. Just wanted to. Oh, I am playing Ghost of Tsushima. So if you're a PlayStation person, you've never played that game before, they just released the director's cut. Highly recommend. If you had it already and you didn't, if you don't think you want to get the upgraded version, I suggest it. I have a PS5, so I went from the PS4 to the PS5 version, and I can tell immediately. I haven't got to the new missions yet, but from what I understand, it's a lot of fun. They got, you know, new armor and stuff like that. So yeah, that's been taking up a lot of my time as well. I'm playing through the story again. I just want to go through the whole thing, and I'll get the extra stuff as I go. So yeah, Ghost of Tsushima. Highly recommend picking that up if you're a gamer. So anyway, that's all I have. Please give it a like and subscribe, and I will see y'all in the next one.